Start your day at Terraway, Northwest London. Thursday, 10th of Tammuz, 29th of June. The Maidichka Rebbe, Reb Zalman Roth Shlitah. Para Adumo, when was the mitzvah actually given? This week's Terraway is sponsored by Family Newman, the Chvet Simos of our mitzvah of Shimon Newman, whose bar mitzvah was last Shabbat, he rotzen shizku, a rovus kenu, rav nachas, and menu mikol yotzei chalotzeihem.
We learn the mitzvah Para Aduma. Pusik says, "Vaydav Hashem Moshe v'Aharon Laimor." This is Chukas Torah. This is the mitzvah of the Torah. Shetziv Hashem Laimor. Davar Ben Yisrael. Veikri Alecho Pur Adimu Temimu. Asher Ayin Bamim. Asher Ula Le'Yol. And so on and so on. Okay. So. This is the first time we see the mitzvah Pur Adim in the Torah, but it's not the first time that it's mentioned in the Torah. There's a Rashi in Parshas V'Shalach. The pusuk says the Yidden came to Muru, and it says Sham Sam Loi Choyku Mishpat V'Sham Nisui. Says Rashi there, Sham Sam Loi. What did he give him? So Rashi, but Muru Nitan Le Mixes Parshas Shel Torah. Prior to Matan Torah in Muru, they were given some of the mitzvahs in the Torah. She's asking them, they should learn it. And what are those things? Shabbos, Ipuru Adimu, V'dinim. As I start in Rashi, they got dinim, which is to say, the dinim of Choshem Mishpat, the basics. Shabbos, Ipuru Adimu. Now Rashi says that this is Be'etzem, there's a start in Pusik, because Mishpat is the Mishpat, Choik goes to Ipuru Adimu, and on Nisui goes on Shabbos, because it says on Shabbos several times in the Torah, the Lushan fin Nisoyin. Now, in old Prince of Rashi, this the Makor is brought down, Sanhedrin Daf Mem. There's nothing in Sanhedrin Daf Mem, but it seems that they would put together a Nun and a Vav and made it into a Mem, and a Daf Nun Vav, there is a Gemur. Oh, but the Gemur says something different altogether. The Gemur says, Es mitzvahs nistav yisov b'muru, 10 mitzvahs that were given. Sheva shekibli alayim b'nei noyach, the 7 mitzvahs of b'nei noyach. V'hoisifi alayim, they added to that, dinin, so far so good. The Shabbos, that's also good. The kibud of em. And now, the Gemurah has a moridik raya. Because if we're going to go and see, in Parshas V'aschanon, in the nusach of the Luchos Shniyos, so the pusuk says in two mitzvahs, it says in Shabbos, Shumas yom Shabbos lekatzoi, kasha tzivcho Hashem alekechu. Says Rashi, who says tzivcho, he already told you, Muru. Hashem is saying in Matan Torah, listen to Shabbos as I've already told you before already. And this exact same thing appears, b'kibud avayim, kabud esavicho v'samecho, kasha tzivcho Hashem alekechu. So the Gemara is consistent with the fact that the Eibishter himself, a Matan Torah, seemed to have said with these two mitzvahs, you remember we spoke about this a few weeks ago. So the Samoy de Kakasha this. Now the Gemara also tells us separately where Pur Adumo was given. There's a Gemara in Parak HaNezikin and Gittin, Daf Samach. Omer Ablaivi, Shmoyne Parashiyas Nemri B'yom Shekam Namishkon. There are 8 parshas in the Torah which are written in various places, but all of them were given in the day of Akumas HaMishkon. What is this? Parshas Koyhanim. Clearly, you have to know who is a Koyin. Parshas Leviim. You have to know who is a Levi, because it's all part of the Akumas HaMishkon. Parshas Temayim. Because remember that Nutan Dudavavi died, and people were told they couldn't come to the Mishkon. Parshas Sheluach Temayim. They have to send out the Temayim for the same reason. Parshas Achra Moiz, because that's actually what happened on the same day. Parshas Shetua Yayin, which was said after Achra Moiz, that you're not allowed to drink when you go into the Beis Hamikdash. Parshas Neiros, Balois Chos Neiros, because the first day which Aharon had to light the menorah. And Parshas Pur Adimu. So Kim tells that Parshas Pur Adimu was given B'yom Aleph Nissen of the second year. Now we also know that it had to be so, because how else could, if they didn't have the Tahare, how else could they know how to deal with the Tumah which comes in? And more importantly, Rashi brings down the Gemurah in Gittin that it's a Megillah in Yerushalmi that says that the Purim was given indeed the first day of Nisan, and the first Sraifa was Shainilai. Beis Nisan was the first time when they made a Purim Adimu. Atkan. So Ebazoi Kim Toz, that we currently have two dates, potentially when Mrs. Puradimu was given. Rashi says in Chimish it was given Bamulu. Hayoiz, that the Pusik says that Yidin had Kriyas Yamsef Kuf Aleph Nissen 7 days after they went out from Mitzrayim. To Mulu they arrived 3 days later. So that puts us as Kuf Dalad Nissen. That was the day that the first year of leaving Mitzrayim, Kuf Dalad Nissen, that's when they got Puradimu. One option. The Gemurah in Gittin says it was given Aleph Nissen the following year. The year which is to say Bashuna Shinas Tassim of Mitzrayim, Aleph Nissen. So now we have to ask ourselves three kashas. The first is, what's Rashi's Makar? How can you go against the Gemurah? The second kasha is, what is the logic of giving it to Muru? Why, of all the mitzvahs in the world, these lists were picked to give a Muru even a Das Rashi? And finally, however we learn whether it was given in Muru or whether it was given in under the Aleph Nissen, why is it written in Parshas Chokas? V'kitas Du'ahir. What's the shaychus here? So Mefarshei Rashi adds the first kasha. The Maharal in Gur Arya writes, "Ma'od yesh li tmoya perish Rashi kinutu medivra ha'mechilte im medivra ha'gemure." And he came. He writes, "La'asas perish misvuris halev." Whatever good reason you can have with, why would you have to do that? What's mechay of it? We find occasionally Rashi is saying different than Chazal. Very rarely, but always he has an explanation why it has to be. And he says, of course he had the tenets of Epes Mizan. Now we'll add to his words and also say, this is a peine betoch peine betoch peine. Kibud Avaim needs no prerequisite. So all you have to do is, you have a father, if she was zochet to have a father, you mechabed him. Likewise with Shabbos, he Shabbos. But Pur Adim needs certain things. One prerequisite is, it says Pesach Oel Moed. What is the point in giving a mitzvah which you cannot be mekayim at that point? Yidin couldn't do anything about Puradim at all. If they had a Puradim, they still couldn't make it. Pesach al Moed is Ma'akev. Today we have a Shala where the fact that Hamikdash was built, if we do it in a place which goes towards the place of Mokam Hamikdash, whether you can make a Puradim of Bizmanayni. Pashtas, yes. But prior to the existence of an Oel Moed, there was no way to exercise the mitzvah Puradim. So what is the meaning in becoming such a mitzvah, in giving such a mitzvah? Okay. So the Torah Tamime, Eburach Epstein, as usual, has a very original explanation. He writes it b'kitzer in Torah Tamimu, but more b'arichis in a cipher Mekor Burich. And I'll read a bit of his words. And he says, it's a pele v'hafla Rashi, and I want to say, Shetua Sofer fell in here. Okay, Tua Sofer. Now, Puradim has, the Mekor Burich has one thing going for him, because I will say this, we asked the Kasha before, not only is Rashi saying that Puradimu was given in Muru, for some reason he does not mention Kibud Avaim, which is mentioned in the Gemurah. What does Rashi say here? He just says, Dinin, Puradimu, and Shabbos. So combining these two points together, he says like this. It said, Shabbos, Dinin, V'kuf, Aleph. Azoy Gishtanin in the original Ksaviyad of Rashi. I want to make it clear, we do not have any Ksaviyad of Rashi. Rashi, the original Ksad of Rashi, we have the Rambam's Ksaviyad and Perisha Mishnayis, we have the Rambam, the Mishnah Torah, we have the Rambam's actual Ksaviyad, one version actually with the Rambam himself, with his own writing rights, I was Magia this. And but for Rashi, there's no Rashi, it didn't survive the Ksaviyad of Rashi himself. We have some very close Kisvayudis, one which are believed to be Me'etak from Rashi's Ksaviyad, but there's nothing from Rashi himself. So he says the original Ksaviyad of Rashi had V'kuf Aleph. V'kuf Aleph would have meant V'kibud Av. But the Sofer went and made a mistake and added to the Kuf the little twirl to make it look like a pay. And subsequently it was interpreted as V'poro Aduma. And he's very pleased with himself. And he says, this is a Mordek explanation. And he adds that Arai, which indeed is Ishtaka Kasha. Rashi himself in Chokah says, the Moshe Darshan said the Pshat HaPur Aduma was in order to be mechapa of the Masa Aigel, Tuva Imav the Kanech Tzroya Tzoyas Beno. Imagine Moshe Rabbani standing in Muru saying, Rabbi said there's Mitzvah Pura Aduma. And the Kanech says, what is that for? And Moshe's like, how should I put this? There's going to be an Avar. It didn't exist at the time yet. So clearly, it couldn't have been given a Muru at all, because the only explanation Pura Aduma was post the Aigel, which would make sense according to Kabbalah's Chazal. After the Egel Hakomas Mishkan, the next year Aleph Nissan, the mitzvah was given. And he says this is a gewaltige Sach, and alles stimmt, and it's all beautiful. And the name of the chapter is Kechuvim Notzitzim, shining stars, like what a beautiful husband he gave, and that's gewaltig. The Sach is about Zay. The Ramban quotes Rashi, and the Ramban brings the Lushan of Rashi. And he says, so and so says Rashi. And Ramban, not for 1 minute, says this is impossible. Rashi says such a thing. It's against the Gemara. But even more so, Rashi himself quotes himself. Rashi in Pasha Shemois, at the end of Pasha Shemois, sorry, the end of Pasha Shemois, my apologies. Rashi reiterates the same Gedank. It says, Moshe goes to the Moshe comes down and says, "Vayuva Moshe vayisapel omus kol divrei Hashem v'skolam mishputim." Says Rashi, "What's meant kolam mishputim? Sheva mitzvah shenishtavi b'nanoyach v'shabbos v'kibud av v'pur adimu." Now here you cannot say that there was a two-edged fist because Rashi mentions them both. Now I know we still owe explanation, perhaps a different opportunity where Rashi was mashmit in b'shalat the kibud av em. But if Rashi brings both, this is nishkan to a sofer. So if Rashi himself mentions them both, as cute as the Esber of the Torah Tumima is, it's hard to say so. I'll just add something else in general. Most Teisim of Ksav Yad are always by way of omission and not addition. So in other words, a Sofer would write a Vav, but wasn't very careful, and he wrote like a Yod. So mistakes come from that. A Sofer wrote a Hey, but the leg of the Hey is a bit drawn out, so the Hey is lost. He wrote a Ches, it looks like a Hey. It is unusual for a Sofer to be adding something. Generally speaking, you have that over time, things get blotched out a little bit, and you can't read it properly, but for a kuf to become a pei, that's an intentional mistake. I'm not saying intentional by way of being malicious, but if someone had to make a mistake, this is a question. How can you do that? So, and not only the Ramban mentions this, but Bechlau, we find that other Svurim, which we didn't have until very recently. The Or Zariya is a relatively new sefer printed, but written at the turn of the Elef HaChamishi. The Or Zariya lived only 150 years after Rashi. He was the Rebbe of the Maram Rotenberg. And he, in his sefer, quotes Rashi in this very same way. Now let's remember this. The Ramban and the Or Zariya both saw Rashi in Ksav Yad. Print hadn't been invented in their days. So it is not pshat that they saw somebody who had printed a version of based on the Ksav Yad. They must have seen Kizyudis either of Rashi himself or very close to it. Furthermore, the Azariah lived in Austria, the Ramban lived in Spain. So the Kizyudis generally didn't have a particular route which they have in common. So they had, if this mistake existed, it had to be so early on that within 150 years, both Kizyudis in different countries are following along, which doesn't make sense. And finally, today we are blessed that we have quite a few Kizviyudis already that we have in our possession. The most famous Ksav Yad of Rashi, again, not Rashi himself, but of the Perish Rashi, is called Leipzig 1, which existed in the University of Leipzig. It's considered the most accurate, the most complete, and the best Ksav Yad of Rashi that we have. Seemingly, he writes this Kosev with a very interesting name, Remoche ben Karshavye. Never heard such a name before in my life. Remoche ben Karshavye, who was a copyist of other Kizviyudis as well, and very accurate. And he was matik from Ksav Yad of Rashi, which is also Muga through Rabbi Shmaya, who was either Rashi's Gabbah or his Einikel, because he writes Ben Baisai or Ben Bitta, we don't know exactly, but very, very close to Rashi. And there too, it's written in the words Para Aduma. So that closes that L'choyre. So what's the pshat? So the Lavush writes, Ani oime shevada emutsu Rashi medrash hamakibul. He found a medrash, v'in elamemen, we don't have it. So what could that be? So I'd like to suggest two possibilities on this part. What can be this perish of Rashi that Rashi saw? The one is, we have a piyut from Reb Leizer HaKaler. It's a piyut we say in the Yetzirus in Parshas Puru. It starts with the words, Mimuru chuka gozar, migavnin imra nigzar. What does that mean? Mimora, from Muru, Chukka Gozar, that's where the Chukka was given. And separately, Migavnon, from Harsina, which is called Gavnon, Imrinigza, we were given again the mitzvah. Now, there's a machlokes when the Kali lived. Tosis writes, in Chagiga, Dafid Gimel, that the Kali was Reb Luzer ben Reb Shimon the Tanna. It's a kasha, but this is what Tosis says. Similarly, Reb Chaim Vital brings B'Shem Darya Kudish, although he says he didn't hear directly from him, only people that heard it from him, that he also said that it was Reb Luzer ben Reb Shimon. Reb Akiva writes that maybe he meant the Gilgal. The Chidu says, no, if you look in the source of Reb Chaim Vital, he means it literally. But even those who don't agree with that, certainly he was a Kadman. The Maskilim in Italy tried to say that he lived only in the 10th or 11th century, but when the Cairo Geniza was found by Schechter, this was dispelled forever, because he, at the very latest the Kali could have been born is around the year 580. He came from Eitzel Shul. We have in the Geniza things which are predate that, so that's the very latest we have him. So 580 puts him 500 years before Rashi. And we know that Rashi had this piyutim. Rashi quotes in the parsha in the Torah. Rashi says, how do we know that Leah cried not to be married to Leah? So he says, he actually used that piyut. We find in the piyut, ad admoin kovat shelichulu, and this is the piyut Evan Chog, which we say the first day Rosh Hashanah. So we know Rashi had him. Rashi quotes him in other places. In the parish of Yimei, Rashi writes, Ebleza HaKaler. So it could well be that the makor of Rashi is the piyut of Ebleza HaKaler, where he writes, Mimuru Chikol Guzar. Now, whether Ebleza HaKaler was in the early Goinim or Etane, that's enough of a generation where you can even mechadish that. You still may have more makoros to it, but Rashi was quoting somebody 500 years before him who has said that pshat. That's one explanation. There's another explanation of makor. We have a cipher called Seider Olam Zuto. There are two Seider Olam Rabbe and Seider Olam Zuto. Seider Olam Rabbe was written during the times of the Mishnah. The Gemara quotes it in Shabbos Daf Parches, in Nida Daf Memvov. It was the first work of history, a chronology of the Darius. And the Gemara quotes it. But it only goes to a certain point, obviously. And then, in the later part of the Goinim, around the year 800, was written Seider Olam Zuto. So 800 puts it around 80 years before the birth of Absal Yiguin. And Seider Olam Zuto sort of continues the chronology. If you look there, in Seider Olam Zuto, it says like this. Nitli Yisul Bamuri Mixus Pasha Shatoshis Aski Behem Dinin Shabbos Kivedem Ipuru. So there's a further another makar which predates Rashi that adds Puru there. On this, I have to add something. Shmuel Ozovsky, Zachar Tzadik Levrucha, had an item called Reb Chaim Milikovsky, Professor Chaim Milikovsky. Professor Chaim Milikovsky is a Shem Yid, a professor, and he wrote the edition on Seder Olam, two beautiful volumes with annotations, explanations in every single aspect. And he points out something interesting. Then Seder Olam Rabbe, he had the source material, the makar of it all. It says like this: Hoisifi alayin ba'oisushu Shabbos v'dinin v'kibud avem mimuru nasi la'aylam. So he suggests that it could be that actually the makar, it said not puru but muru, and it's meant to be read with the next bit. So kibud avem is the end, and then it says mimuru. They went further, but instead in Zutta it was changed from muru to puru. So maybe that's not Rashi's makar, but the muzikh we have from the makor of Ebleza HaKaler and makor de Rashi. So now we have to come to understand why. What is the logic of giving it to Muru? What's pshat? So Reb Chaim Berlin, the son of the Netziv, writes in the cipher interesting chiddush. Puru Adimu requires Mayim Chaim. The Yidden didn't have in the middle of Mayim Chaim. In fact, this is a kasha that Tosfos asks in Bechor Daf Nun Vov. How did Klal Yisrael have Mayim Chaim at the Midbar? The Be'er does not qualify. Water came up at the Echnes, but it has to be a live source of water coming from the ground. And this didn't qualify for this. Zukt Reb Chaim Berlin, the last time Yidden, before they departed into the Midbar, was Muru. Therefore, they had to get water there to hold it and maintain it until such point as they can make a Puri Adimu. So therefore, Behechich Moshe had to teach them the basics of Puri Adimu to know how to watch this water, Bekadisha, in order for it to be used eventually for the Puri Adimu, when the time will arise. Because how else then? It says a very, very nice teretz. The only Ha'ur I have is Lani Yizdati, Kedakash HaTorah, that the interceptim Purim Paidal that says that you're not Mamala the Maim until after the Seifa Sapuru. So that would mean that this water wouldn't be kosher at all. Maybe they didn't hold like that.
People were
talking before the first Torah, but they were talking before Matan Torah, but their Torah didn't count. So that wouldn't be a problem for them. Okay. It's a good kasha. And Reb Chaim Berlin addresses this. He talks about a few aspects. How much the Tumah Matan Torah mattered at all. And he brings right, because the Torah says that there should be Tovel. What was the Tumah Smes? Like, why we're not Nizer in that? So that's a good idea. Another explanation I saw from a Talmud of the Rebbe Rabinovich in the Sefer Kerem Mechemed, he says, actually, the Purim Adima must have been given twice. Why? Because the Medrash says that after Chet Ha'Egel, after Matan Torah, Misa, the whole concept of death, was in this battle. It only came back after the Chet Ha'Egel. So clearly, by Matan Torah, the need for Purim Adima was in this battle. Yidden were given this mitzvah, so to speak, the last opportunity when it's still Nogea, because very soon you wouldn't need this mitzvah anymore. Someone else give it to Muru, if not then. After Matan Torah, this mitzvah is not required at all. It is only after the Chet Ha'Egel that the mitzvah had to be given yet again, because Misa came back. But Muru was the last opportunity to be given that mitzvah. And when I add one more explanation, not so much explanation, but Ashtikal has been, according to the Chiddush of the Brisk Kiruv. The Brisk Kiruv says that the side of the Psikim in Parshas Chikas is somewhat interesting. The Torah starts and says, Zer Chikas HaTayru, this is the Chok of the Torah, he says, and then again, Dabar. He should start and said, what is the Dabar Tzvaimu? So the Biskiruv, that is Bedavke. Because we have a klal that you can only be sofer the Puru, but Bezin Shashivim Ve'echot. If you don't have a bezin of 71, you can't be served the puru. As they shatn tesef tem parakim of Sanhedrin. Novus then. The Gemara says in 7 after Zion, Moshe Rabbeinu had a din like Shivim ve'echot. So what the Irish is saying is, fundamental to it is, I'm speaking to you because you're like the 71. That's a separate din. Now there's a problem. Because the Gemara says that this is only said until the parsha of Osir Shivmish Mizikna Yisrael, after the Ibishtu was Miyasad the 71, it wasn't a guy at all. Kim Tosa, that when you look at this Pusik and you say, if it's true, the Chiddush of the Biskaruv, that the din is to give it to Moshe Dafka because he's 71, it had to be given before Matan Torah. Because Le'acha Matan Torah, when you had 71 Zakayim already, it doesn't have to be given to Moshe at all. So the way the Torah phrases the parsha ties it in to a time prior to the existence of a Sanhedrin, which would make it zikr before the parsha of Shivim Ve'echad. I want to be didactic, perhaps achamatim toyer, but certainly not after the siyasdus of the bezin shal Shivim Ve'echad.
See, excluding the Sanhedrin from dinim, because if you gave him the
true
dinim, that's
regardless.
Sanhedrin.
But remember, the dinim doesn't need Shivim Ve'echad. Kuf Gimel is enough, and even bezin shleishu and so on. The Dayunim of Yisrael, according to Matan Torah, were also not connected to the Torah itself. So the Shivim Ve'echad is not connected to the Dinim in general. Finally, Hezber, on this point, Apimua Pidrish, is Shaitan Tirmis Adesh on this. He says that why was it given in Muru? Because the Chazal tell us that the ice which Moshe threw into the water to make it sweet was a bitter ice. Yidden could not understand that. So Moshe gave them a mitzvah, which will explain it. Pura Adimu, Metama Tehoirim, and Metare Temayim. Pura Adimu was given in Muru because it connects to what happened in Muru. This is not only a mitzvah on its own, but it adds to the narrative of what happened in Muru. So we have a few minutes left, not enough time perhaps, but let's try to touch upon the final question. We have a taka klal, Amigdim Amicha B'Torah. The Muru says, M'sochum Davov, we cannot learn from the chronology of how things are put into the Torah. But nevertheless, to put it in Chikas is almost a pela. Because Parshas Chikas starts already what happened in Klal Yisrael the 40th year. We lack the whole 38 years. Spoke last year, Parshas Korach, where exactly it fits. But otherwise, we know that Chukas starts now what happened in Klal Yisrael in the 40th year. So why here? Why the last mitzvah? And in fact, if you think about it, you realize something interesting. Rashi says the mitzvah was given in Muru, which is derived the beginning of the Torah, before Matan Torah. And it's written here in Chukas, which is the very end. After Chukas, there are no new mitzvahs given at all. Everything is just a repetition of what was given prior, perhaps with the exception of the Parsha of Nedurim. But otherwise, it's all. So why is it the very last mitzvah? Vikintos du'aram b'chlal. And we clearly know, obviously, that we cannot say that Afi Pshata was given here because he didn't have Maichatas. It says previously, by the Levim, Hazala Maichatas. So they knew of it. So the Ibn Ezra says, the reason why it's brought here is because it's connected to the Matnas Kehenim. So Shveitzer Verstein, I've added the Heilige Ibn Ezra, whom I had to say, but Matnas Kehenim is a din in Matune. The Puradim is, if so many parts of the Puradim, it doesn't need a coin at all. Essence doesn't require it at all. Also, a coin is involved in certain aspects of it. Other explanations are given the Rishonim, time doesn't allow him to go into great detail. The Abbanel says a pshat that because they were about to go to war now, many people were going to die, they had to reiterate the mitzvah puradim to prepare for all the deaths that are going to come about. There's an ochta kasha, because Kabbalist Chazal tells us there was only one puradim made by Moshe Rabbeinu until Ezra, which means that the amount of deaths, for some reason, didn't impact the amount of puradim that they needed. So what's Kiyos Amshat? So first I'll point on some interesting thing, that Pashas Chukas, where it's written in Pashas B'Shalach, where actually says it was given, has many parallels. There's a Shira in Pashas B'Shalach, and there's a Shira here, also here on the Ba'ir as well. There's Mechemes Amulak appears in B'Shalach, and likewise here, it says the Kanani, actually says, they were truly Amalekim. In fact, even this point that we said earlier, on the Nechash and the Choshes, Rabban says the same thing. They had to look at the thing which caused them death in order to be able to be cured. So there are many parallels. And even Chazal them says, no, it's totally in the kavune. The nuchash is metal. No, it's totally in the kavune. So again, a parallel. What's the pshat? So Kenzan Azoya said, "Mamish bekitzer betamtzis." It's based on Chassam Sofer. I'm based on Mark for the Hesbin. Bam is that we asked the kasha before. How can it be that if I was given a muri, the time is given because of the puradim, because of the eigel, no shachas at all? Now the word for them is that we know that this is the kasha which always. The Rama writes already, we can't understand it, the Yediyah and the Bechira. We always know Hashem knows everything which is going to happen, and yet we know that the person has the Bechira to be Baruch HaBatov at every single moment. There's no stira between the two. And says Chassam Sofer, that's why you can't be Mahar after the Pura Adimu. Why can't you think about it? Because it touches upon the Yediyah and the Bechira. The mitzvah was given prior to the reason, so to speak, indicating that Abish knew they're going to sin in the Chet HaEgel, and yet, so that's a problem of not being Mahar. And the emphasis is that this is why he says, money needs to show. Why did the Goyim check us for this point? Because in the Goyish world, people fundamentally believe in predetermination. This is the way I am. I was born this way. This is my nature. What do you want from me? But we believe that everything can be changed. A person can completely transform himself. So the money needs to show, not specifically for what the mitzvah tells us about it. That in the same time, yes, I know that you're going to do this. And at the same time, you could have changed history as well. But it also teaches us a much deeper point. Rashi brings that Lot ate matzah. Avram ate matzah. They ate matzah before Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this teaches us that the mitzvahs in the Torah, whilst they have an explanation, it's not always the explanation. The Gaon writes, the Vilna Gaon writes, that even though Tosfos says that Gezeiras Mayim Megillim should not be in a guide today because we don't have snakes in our houses, nevertheless, there's only one of the explanations given. A few years ago, I was in Antwerp. Reb Aaron Schiff, the Ruv, had written a letter there that people should be nizah from Chul of Stam, even though Moshe writes, because the tons of rights in the Chiva, that even though the Chazal say that the reason is because I am skidil mix and not kosher milk, and it could well be that government supervision would solve that, but nevertheless, there's other explanations as well. This is not a chusid, and he started screaming at me, who could say such a thing? This is a chasidim again, making stuff up. Shut the gemur at time, you tell me there's a different explanation than that. And he geshing, I said to him at the end, look, first of all, the tons of quotes of Shved the Baruch Tam, who was not a chusid at all. But most importantly, I want to tell you something. The exact same word says in Ruch HaShechin and Simakif Lamed Hai. The Ruch HaShechin wasn't a tzanz of chusid, and wasn't either the Baruch Tam. He had it from a whole different source, and he writes, even though Chazal say that the reason is because mixing not kosher milk, there's other reasons which were not given at all. We believe that every mitzvah has so much multiple layers of reasoning that what happens afterwards is only subsequently a teretz for what we think it happened. Meaning, if you didn't do the Chet HaEgel, there'd be another reason why the Pura Adim is around. And there are other reasons as well. This is why we have Megala the Tam Mitzvahs, because it's Metamtzem, it makes it too specific. And in this way, it says Zeresh Chikas HaToyru, because it's not only about Pura Adimu. The Choyk of Pura Adimu teaches us that every mitzvah that we do, as much as we think the mitzvah doesn't make sense to us, or that it seems limited for a certain place and time, it is never that way. It is always, the Hesber always is, there's more depth to it, there's more explanations that we don't know about it, since Weissman Bechal Nisht. So it is for this reason why this is, so to speak, the last mitzvah giving the Torah, as, because this is the seam of all the mitzvahs. This teaches us for every single mitzvah, the layer that you know is specific to a point in time, but there's so much more to it. Don't ever believe that the time of mitzvah is given just for that, if for nothing else. Shukran.